Good morning. It is August 3rd, 2015. The time is 07:33 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of New York State, where I live and reside. On this Monday morning, a day off, out here on the back porch, having a cup of coffee. And it's almost, you could say, a coffee break, in a sense, and I'll get to that. But I got up this morning. Could have slept in, got a little restless because I've got some chores to do around the house. And the one I started here about 30, 45 minutes ago, taking my first coffee break, I guess, to do this audio. I was trying to do this audio before starting the job. It's like I got itching to do the job because after waking up and listening to an audio from our good friend Bernie Goldbach at Top Gold on all fine social networks. He's talking about idle time, and this audio entitled "In This Race We Call Social Media." It's almost like it's a little bit of a rat race, it could be at times. I don't think I do that much social media. I do my fair share of what I feel I'm capable of doing early in the morning. Try not to get too wrapped up. But I'm one that I feel I have to be connected because that's the world we live in today. There are times when I disconnect. Last month, I was really connected as far as audio because I did an audio month. One audio each day for the 31 days of July 2015. And as far as I'm concerned, in my opinion, that's an audio month. You could split hairs on the fact that I didn't declare it right at the beginning. But that really wasn't a race. But then again, it could have been a race. Who knows? It's a challenge. Challenge to do 30 in a row. Not do 10 and then take a break and then make up. 30 in a row. That is what I feel constitutes an audio month. But enough about that. We're talking about this race we call social media that we get wrapped up in. I tend to try and do my audios early, or my social media early in the morning. I think that's because I'm at my freshest, clear-minded, and sharpest, I guess, at the beginning of the day. And as the day goes on, I get worn out from the daily things. And I don't think I'm too wrapped up with it. I keep calm and I pace myself as far as doing the social media. I think for the most part, the people I follow, they do. I think we do have some people that it's their business, so they have to be wrapped up into it, giving a tweet or a post or doing a Periscope now once every couple hours or like that, which I probably will do a Periscope on my next coffee break here in another hour to show what I'm doing here on the western side of the homestead here in the southern tier of New York where I live and reside. But I found Bernie's audio very interesting. And though I'm not a gin drinker. I know there was a Periscope that Paul Omani and Roger Overall did concerning gin drinking. And I just like Bernie's explanation as far as I never knew where gin came from. It's a grain, just like beer is a grain. It comes from grains, I guess, and hops. But I don't know. The fact, I guess, I have this picture now of gin. Anybody drinking gin, the bottle came out from underneath somebody's or some lady on the streets dress or something like that. I found that very interesting from a historical standpoint, as well as the other historical aspects that Bernie talked about with gin. I'm mostly a beer drinker, and I love beer. And matter of fact, at work, we were talking about a microbrewery down in Roscoe, New York, and we were looking where the closest place they have that particular brand, and I guess it's an hour's drive to this one supermarket, grocery store that possibly carries it. So I don't know if I'm going to be taking that trip anytime soon. So, but this race I'm all over the board here. I don't think I'm going to be racing to get that anytime soon, but I'd like to. And that could be a possible little field trip on my list of many field trips to go on. But you have to pace yourself when you're doing the social media. And I think my daily posts that when I say good morning on the Twitter, because Twitter being my mainstay, that it sort of gives an indication to others out there that, yeah, Fireman Rich is out there. He's up. He's awake. It's I sort of space them out because I don't do auto tweets. I do not like auto tweets. And though that's a regular benchmark on Twitter every morning for me, is a good morning and live life, have fun. That's my starting line of the day, you could say. And I may have three or four tweets after that. I try not to get too wrapped up in it. Bernie, in his audio there, was talking about Facebook. I glance at Facebook once every other couple days or so. But as far as I know, there's people that are camped out on it. Matter of fact, at work with a coworker, we were talking about discussions of the discussions that can be on there. Are they worth being engaging on them? Because it's just, I think, given the particular topic and subject matter that you might be posting on, that you may be winding up pulling your hair out. Because I think anybody that's been on social media for a length of time know that when you post things, you can be taken out of context and not really see where you're coming from. That's what I like about audio. Audio, you get the tone of the person's voice, and you get a clearer, not a fully clear perspective, but you do get sort of an idea where the individual's coming from than just reading the words. There's tones behind that. And with the likes of Periscope and Meerkat, you have a visual where you can see the nonverbal of the individual now. So, but you have to do it in moderation, just like drinking gin, just like drinking a beer. You can't drink the whole case of beer in one night. You have to spread it out over a course of time. And though if you have something to celebrate, that's a different story. And there are times here on the social media, we go a little wild with it because there's certain aspects that we may want to share with people to celebrate and the likes. So, I thought Bernie's audio was a very good audio. I wanted to express that this morning before I get back to my job of... what is it? Trimming the shrubberies, because I got these little tails that are growing out that are about almost a foot now. Like I said, this is like an August thing. And nah, I don't have a third. I probably have maybe a fifth of the... But the sun is on the other side of the house, so it'll stay somewhat cool. And I will continue my job of doing this. And this is what the... Oh, I got to plug it in. What the hedge trimmer will sound like. I get it plugged in right. Oh, my contacts are spread apart. There we go. Just had to pause it for a minute. There we go. A hedge trimmer I've had for many years, and I think this might be its last time on this particular job, and get a new one for next year. But that's what I'm doing this morning and continuing on. You all have a good one wherever you may be. Live life. Have fun. Ciao for now. And as always, peace as I get back to work and trimming the shrubbery.